Tonight from the Tokyo Olympics, where Team USA is off to a strong start. American swimmers with their best first day ever, winning 6 medals in 80 minutes. In gymnastics, the U.S. women advance, but not without some challenges. And the basketball shocker, the American men losing at the Olympics. Back in the U.S., some hospitals seeing more patients now than in previous COVID surges. And the revelation from Dr. Fauci that the mask guidelines for the vaccinated could change. The congressional investigation into the January 6th attack on the Capitol starts this week. Another Republican now on board. The homes destroyed by fast-moving wildfires, 85 now burning in the West. Heroic strength, a mother and child trapped under a car, the policemen who lifted it up to save them.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, reporting tonight from Tokyo.
Hello, everyone. The sun up on a new day here in Tokyo, certainly for Team USA, coming back from a slow start, collecting 10 medals on day two, including its first gold in these summer games. The American swimmers in particular make an early statement by earning the bulk of the U.S. medal haul over the Aquatic Center. But elsewhere, Team USA getting a wake-up call. In some sports, they're expected to dominate. And as if COVID wasn't enough of a wild card in the Tokyo Games, organizers are keeping a close eye on some gathering storm clouds. Let's take a look at the medal count so far. China leads, followed by Team USA, and in third place is Russia. And stay with us for primetime coverage of the Olympics starting immediately after this broadcast at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific time. Back in the U.S. in that fourth wave of COVID, there could be a major shift in the CDC's mask recommendations amid an alarming number of new cases nationwide. Megan Fitzgerald has the latest.
Tonight, the worst case scenario among the unvaccinated.
We feel like we're kind of going back into battle again, and it's definitely another wave.
The highly contagious Delta variant fueling a surge of new cases across the country. Dire warnings from the nation's top doctor.
Going into the fall with the Delta variant, we could have a really serious problem with a considerable surge of infections.
The variant sweeping through the South, Texas, Arkansas, and Florida accounting for 40% of new cases in the country. But in Miami, thousands packing a stadium for a live concert.
You're literally like drowning in people.
As the CDC now says, they could recommend masks for the fully vaccinated indoors, joining cities like Los Angeles, St. Louis, and New Orleans. But in Arkansas, a new law banning mask mandates goes into effect this week.
It's important not to have the current debate about mask wearing, but to have the current emphasis on getting a vaccine.
Only 49% of the country is fully vaccinated. Those without the shots making up 99.5% of COVID deaths. Frontline workers, once again, with urgent pleas to the public.
We are seeing younger patients, all unvaccinated, that are sicker.
Dr. Michael Boulding has been working in the COVID ward in Fayetteville, Arkansas, since the start of the pandemic. He's seeing more COVID patients now than ever before.
What would it mean to you and your colleagues if more people got vaccinated?
Less pain and suffering, and call less families to tell them their loved ones didn't make it.
That's Linda Mercer's greatest fear. She's a grandmother now fighting for her life.
I'm admitting my wrong because I was being selfish by not getting vaccinated. It really changes your outlook on life when you almost feel like I may be called home.
Here in Illinois, the Delta variant has caused cases to double in the last 2 weeks. The governor and the mayor of Chicago saying that new restrictions could be reimposed. Lester?
Megan Fitzgerald in Chicago, thank you. The Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th attacks on the Capitol will hold its first hearing this week. It comes amid steep GOP opposition, but today a new Republican signed on to serve. Monica Alba reports.
Tonight, the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has another Republican member. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi adding Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger today, writing, "He brings great patriotism to the committee's mission to find the facts and protect our democracy."
We will find the truth. That truth will have the confidence of the American people because it will be done patriotically and not in a partisan way.
The congressman, a frequent critic of Donald Trump, explaining, "I'm a Republican dedicated to conservative values, but I swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. When duty calls, I will always answer." He joins Congresswoman Liz Cheney on the 9-member panel, the only other GOP voice since Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy pulled other Republicans from the group after the speaker rejected two who had been supportive of Donald Trump's false claims about the election he lost, which the former president repeated in Arizona Saturday.
When they steal it from you and rig it, that's not easy, and we have to fight.
The first committee hearing is set for Tuesday, where Capitol Police officers will testify about their personal experiences, some of which even motivated their newly named chief to come out of retirement.
If you would have asked me on January 5th, you want to be a police chief again, I would have said, no, I'm fine. I'm enjoying retirement. But the events of January 6th changed that.
Leader McCarthy slams Speaker Pelosi's decision this afternoon, saying, quote, members who share her preconceived narrative will not yield a serious investigation. Lester?
Monica Alba tonight, thank you. We're getting our first look tonight at the homes destroyed by those massive wildfires burning in the West. Evacuations are underway, and as Juan Venegas reports for firefighters, this is a battle with no end in sight.
Homes and vehicles destroyed overnight as the monstrous Dixie Fly fire tore through this Northern California community. It's the largest wildfire burning in the state, expected to reach 200,000 acres tonight. That's the size of all of New York City, with more than 5,000 firefighters battling the flames and thousands of residents evacuated.
People are losing their homes and everything.
The Golden State also fighting the Tamarack Fire near Lake Tahoe, both now contained over 20%, with four counties under state of emergency.
The fire seems to be outpacing the efforts. They're spotting over a mile long.
Tonight, 85 large fires are burning across 11 states in the West, with extreme drought conditions extending through the region.
This is super dry. I mean, all this, you can't even find moisture under there. Fires are getting bigger faster.
In Oregon, the Bootleg Fire is the nation's largest, torching more than 400,000 acres and destroying at least 67 homes. Gage Clark's among them.
I came back thinking that I still had something to come home to, and when I got here, I was actually kind of gut shot and nothing left.
But all eyes now on Montana, where more than a dozen large fires are burning and five firefighters remain hospitalized. Crews from California and Utah rushing in this weekend to help fight the flames. A united front against Mother Nature. Juan Venegas, NBC News.
Coming up, the worst flooding in decades, the disaster unfolding overseas. Also, a dramatic rescue, the heroes who lifted a car off a mother and her baby. We're back now from Tokyo as helicopters cover the triathlon action happening nearby. We're back with news from overseas. Another round of violent storms hit Belgium this weekend, a little more than a week after deadly floods swamped the region. Yesterday's massive thunderstorm in the southern part of the country is being called the worst in decades. It washed away cars and roads, but so far no deaths have been reported. And in northern India, a deadly rock slide killed 9 tourists. The massive boulders cascaded down the hillside, smashing into cars and buildings, even destroying a bridge. Rescue operations are underway. Now to an astonishing rescue caught on camera after a woman and baby were pinned under an out-of-control car. Bystanders and police rushed to help, lifting the car up. Von Hilliard has the story.
Startling footage tonight of a frantic effort to save an 8-month-old baby trapped beneath a car. The driver swerving out of control on Friday through a New York intersection toward a mom and her infant daughter. Now warning, this next video is disturbing. The car slamming into the pair and barreling them through a barbershop.
Got a call of a car that drove into the barbershop. Reports of a baby underneath the car.
Within moments, these two nearby Yonkers officers enter.
We got a baby under the vehicle.
Let's lift it up.
The one officer radioing for backup. The other shouts for support.
Look out.
A body camera shows the seriously injured mom laying next to the car as he tries to move the vehicle. Her baby seen wriggling beneath it. Others step in to assist.
Come on, kids. Come on.
seconds pass as Officer Rocco Fusco lifts.
There's the baby.
Then Officer Paul Samoyedny reaches, grasping for and finally pulling out the child. Authorities charge this man for driving while intoxicated and vehicular assault, breaking the mother's leg and fracturing part of her daughter's skull. Police say tonight that both will be okay as they remain in the hospital. Vaughn Hilliard, NBC News.
That's NBC Nightly News for this Sunday. We're back here tomorrow night. I'm Lester Holt. Please take care of yourself and each other. Good night, everyone.